Fairbanks Park in Terre Haute is a place that brings people together. Located right on the banks of the Wabash River, the 145-acre park offers water access, an amphitheater, and plenty of space for kids to play. You'd never know a man was lynched there in 1901.
Name's Terry Ward. George Ward was my great-grandfather. At this day and age, we'll call him an African-American citizen of Terre Haute. He was a working man. He was a father. He was a husband.
George Ward was Vigo County's only known lynching victim. His great-grandson Terry grew up in Terre Haute, but was never told what happened to George.
They never spoke about it because it was to the Ward name, it was a disgrace based on the fact of what he was accused of.
In February 1901, a young school teacher was murdered. Her assailant was described as a black man, and Ward apparently confessed to the crime. But his day in court never came, according to Susie Quick, curator of the Vigo County Historical Museum.
The chief of police had heard that a mob was coming, so they took him to the county jail there by the river. And it wasn't very long before the crowd showed up.
The mob overran the jail and lynched Ward from the nearby bridge. They then built a pyre on the banks of the river and burned his body. Anywhere from 1,000 to 3,000 people participated. The incident became a source of shame for family members, who immediately were labeled criminals through mob justice. Terry says it set off a chain of Ward men leaving the city, with those left behind living in poverty.
I probably am the first generation outside of any generation since George Ward that has achieved past the poverty level.
The lynching also painted Terre Haute in a negative light, and many wanted to forget the incident as quickly as possible. Rumors spread that someone from out of town had stirred up the mob. One newspaper report said Terre Haute was the true victim.
When this happened, I think it was almost a shock to the community, like a gasp, like, what? Oh my gosh, this didn't happen here. We have to pretend this never happened here. Let's just don't talk about it.
For the next century, what happened to George Ward was buried in the public consciousness. Those who knew of the lynching were short on details. The Vigo County Historical Museum didn't mention George Ward until last year.
These things have to be taught in our educational centers and our museums in order to grow from them, in order for it not to happen again.
Terry Ward returned to Terre Haute last year to collect soil from the land on which his great-grandfather was lynched. It was part of the Equal Justice Initiative's Community Remembrance Project, which aims to put historical markers at lynching sites. Sylvester Edwards, president of the Greater Terre Haute NAACP, worked with the initiative to have a marker installed at Fairbanks Park.
It's been in the dark. We are bringing it into the light, and so we can have this healing process. We can have reconciliation. We can have closure.
A ceremony this Sunday will dedicate the marker and acknowledge the injustice done to Ward and his family. Four generations of Wards will be there, including Terry. It's his hope the marker will help the family and community heal and come together in pursuit of justice for all.
What I hope will happen is that they will identify their own hearts by reading the memorial, seeing what it consisted of, seeing the atrocity that was done, and be willing, if nothing else, to step up in life against the situation that they would say would be wrong in society.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Mitch Legan.